Day 31, Tuesday, November 22nd. Genesis 34. Genesis 34 1-31 NKJV. Now Dinah the daughter of Leah, whom she had borne to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem the son of Hamor the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her, and violated her. His soul was strongly attracted to Dinah the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. So Shechem spoke to his father Hamor, saying, "Get me this young woman as a wife." And Jacob heard that he had defiled Dinah his daughter. Now his sons were with his livestock in the field, so Jacob held his peace until they came. Then Hamor the father of Shechem went out to Jacob to speak with him. And the sons of Jacob came in from the field when they heard it, and the men were grieved and very angry, because he had done a disgraceful thing in Israel by lying with Jacob's daughter, a thing which ought not to be done. But Hamor spoke with them, saying, "The soul of my son Shechem longs for your daughter. Please give her to him as a wife, and make marriages with us, give your daughters to us, and take our daughters to yourselves. So you shall dwell with us, and the land shall be before you. Dwell and trade in it, and acquire possessions for yourselves in it." Then Shechem said to her father and her brothers, "Let me find favor in your eyes, and whatever you say to me I will give. Ask me ever so much dowry and gift, and I will give according to what you say to me, but give me the young woman as a wife." But the sons of Jacob answered Shechem and Hamor his father, and spoke deceitfully, because he had defiled Dinah their sister. And they said to them, "We cannot do this thing, to give our sister to one who is uncircumcised, for that would be a reproach to us. But on this condition we will consent to you. If you will become as we are, if every male of you is circumcised, then we will give our daughters to you, and we will take your daughters to us, and we will dwell with you, and we will become one people. But if you will not heed us and be circumcised, then we will take our daughter and be gone." And their words pleased Hamor and Shechem, Hamor's son. So the young man did not delay to do the thing, because he delighted in Jacob's daughter. He was more honorable than all the household of his father. And Hamor and Shechem his son came to the gate of their city, and spoke with the men of their city, saying, "These men are at peace with us. Therefore let them dwell in the land and trade in it. For indeed the land is large enough for them. Let us take their daughters to us as wives, and let us give them our daughters. Only on this condition will the men consent to dwell with us, to be one people. If every male among us is circumcised as they are circumcised, will not their livestock, their property, and every animal of theirs be ours? Only let us consent to them, and they will dwell with us." And all who went out of the gate of his city heeded Hamor and Shechem his son. Every male was circumcised, all who went out of the gate of his city. Now it came to pass on the third day, when they were in pain, that two of the sons of Jacob, Simeon, and Levi, Dinah's brothers, each took his sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males. And they killed Hamor and Shechem his son with the edge of the sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house, and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain, and plundered the city, because their sister had been defiled. They took their sheep, their oxen, and their donkeys, what was in the city and what was in the field, and all their wealth, all their little ones and their wives they took captive, and they plundered even all that was in the houses. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites, and since I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me.
I shall be destroyed, my household and I."
But they said, "Should he treat our sister like a harlot?" Daily deep dive. Verse 1, Leah had six sons: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, and Zebulun. After these six sons, she bore a daughter Dinah, Gen 30:21. This is the only daughter that is listed as being born to Jacob. Commentaries, like Adam Clark, John Gill, state that it is believed that Dinah is approximately 14 years old. Verse 1 also states that Dinah went out to see the daughters of the land. Being the only girl in the family, she likely was quite curious about how other girls dressed and acted. There is not even a hint of her going off looking for a relationship with a man. Verse 2, depending on how you would use commas, you might conclude that Hamor is the prince or Hamor is king and his son Shechem is the prince. Jewish historian Josephus records that Hamor is a king and Shechem his son is the prince. What occurred at the end of verse 2? NKJV states saw her, he took her and lay with her, and violated her. ERV states took Dinah and raped her. NLT, saw Dinah, he seized her and raped her. LSV, literal standard version, states, sees her, and takes her, and lies with her, and humbles her. ISV, saw her, he grabbed her and raped her, humiliating her. Let's consider the Hebrew, he saw, to see, look at, inspect, consider. Brown driver Briggs, he took, to take, get, lay hold of, seize, acquire, buy, marry, take a wife, snatch, take away. This word, found 966x in the Bible, is used in a wide variety of ways. Most of the time it's used for take, 747x, and only 4x is it translated married. He lay with her, to lie down. When used with the opposite sex, it's typically used for having sex, sometimes with consent, sometimes without. He violated her. Strong says idea of looking down or browbeating, to depress, afflict, deal hardly with, defile, force, hurt, ravish, and other definitions. This word is used 83x in the Bible. 50x it's translated afflict, 11x to humble, 5x force, then some various one-off ways. Nothing about that final Hebrew word doesn't leave me feeling gross and that young Dinah was sexually assaulted by the prince of the country. Josephus states, but when Shechem, the son of Hamor the king, saw her, he defiled her by violence. I think it's the next verse that adds confusion. Verse 3, NKJV states his soul was strongly attracted to Dinah the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. First, as Dinah is stuck in this awful situation, there is not so much a hint that she felt feelings toward him, and after the event of verse 2, she remained stuck in the situation. We read in this verse that this prince was in the Hebrew clinging to her, staying close, sticking close to Dinah, and that he loved her. This Hebrew word is commonly translated love, but the Strong's definition says to have affection for, sexually or otherwise. There appears to be no relationship here. It seems to be that the prince is drawn to her sexually and ends by saying that he was talking kindly, or from the heart to her. It calls her a damsel or a young woman. Strong's defines this word as a girl, from infancy to adolescence, indicating further that she was young at this time. Verse 4, the prince says to the king, get me this damsel, girl, as my wife. Verse 5, word gets somehow back to Jacob, and he has heard that the prince had defiled Dinah. This is a different Hebrew word for defiled than the one used at the end of verse 2. This word means to be foul, defile, pollute, to make unclean. Verse 6, the king went to Jacob to arrange the deal with him. Verse 7, the sons find out and they are both grieved and very angry. This word for very angry means to glow, to blaze up, to be incensed. They are smoking mad. Verse 9 and 10, the king wants them, the sons, to enter into a relationship that he sees will benefit everyone in a business sense. Verse 19 in the NKJV states he was more honorable than all the household of his father. This seems again to contradict the situation where he acted very dishonorably. The Hebrew for honorable means to be heavy, to be rich, to have honor or glory. ERV states Shechem was the most honored man in his family. NLT states Shechem was a highly respected member of his family. ISV states now Shechem was the most important person in his father's household. It's my conclusion that this verse isn't talking about him being honorable in the sense of morality, but that he had power and position and had the influence to get all the men to get circumcised so that he could get married to Dinah. Verse 25, in their deceptive plan, Simeon and Levi, two of Dinah's six brothers, kill all the males of the city, they also, verse 26, kill the king and prince, they take back their sister and leave.
I had never noticed until today that their sister has been kept at this home the whole time.
She did. not speak to her father/mother or her brothers during this whole event. Verse 27, commentaries seem to agree that the rest of the brothers now join in and come plunder the city, taking all of its wealth. Verse 30, Jacob is concerned that the people of this land will unite against them and destroy them. Verse 31, this chapter ends with this term harlot. The meaning of this word often is harlot, but in this sense, it also means cause to be a whore, fall to whoredom. This is the first time this word is used in the Bible, but obviously was an already established concept and word at that time. If you would like to read further, the UCG commentary contains a number of thoughts at the following link, https://www.uc.org/BibleStudyTools/Bible Commentary/Bible Commentary Genesis 34.